Video: Kentucky governor fears dozens dead after storm strikes candle factory. By Amy Furr on December 11, 2021. Tornadoes and extreme weather tore through several states Friday, causing catastrophic destruction and killing multiple individuals, Fox 9 reported. The death toll was expected to rise Saturday, with the governor in Kentucky fearing dozens could be dead after the storm struck a candle factory, the outlet said. More than 50 people were reported dead, according to Breitbart News. The storms also hit an Amazon facility located in Illinois and an Arkansas nursing home. Meteorologists with the National Weather Service planned to survey damage paths Saturday. However, initial reports by the Storm Prediction Center noted over two dozen tornadoes hit states including Arkansas and Kentucky. The report continued. In Kentucky, several buildings collapsed during the severe weather that struck Mayfield, said Sarah Burgess, a trooper with the Kentucky State Police. She said several people were trapped inside a damaged candle factory and that a shift was ongoing when the storm hit. The entire building is essentially leveled, she said. In a social media post Saturday, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear wrote it had been one of the toughest nights in Kentucky's history, with multiple counties impacted and a significant loss of life. I have declared a state of emergency and submitted a request to POTUS for an immediate federal emergency declaration, he added. According to Burgess, search and rescue crews were still sorting through rubble but did not yet have a number of how many people died. We just can't confirm a number right now because we are still out there working. And we have so many agencies involved in helping us, Burgess continued. Video footage showed the collapsed building and destruction at the Mayfield factory. Meanwhile, at least one individual passed away when the severe weather hit an Amazon facility located in Edwardsville, Illinois, according to Police Chief Mike Philbeck. The roof of the building was ripped off and a wall about the length of a football field collapsed, the Fox 9 report said, adding that two people were transported by helicopter to medical facilities in St. Louis. Aerial video footage showed the damaged Amazon facility. In a subsequent post on Saturday, Beshear thanked EMS workers, police, firefighters, and first responders for their help amid the disaster. And to all of our Kentucky families impacted by these devastating tornadoes, we want you to know we are here for you and we are praying for you, he said.